Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up.
Keeping my head up, head up. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for joining me this morning. You can join me in the text line here at News Radio 923-850-437-1620. Text or call. FDT Front Desk Tina is waiting to patch you on through with our phone line. So 437-1620. It's Tuesday morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. And it's time for the Garden Line. Let's welcome Mike and Paul. Thanks for joining us again, Paul.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
This is great.
This is...
I would like to say, though...
Is it chilly?
I know. It's too cold. Okay. So I was wrong last week. I apologize to everybody.
Last week was not too cold.
No, but I said no more cold weather.
Oh. Well, yeah.
I did look it up, and the record cold... for, I think it was today or yesterday, was 28 degrees.
Oh.
So let's not be so sure it's all over yet.
No.
28.
28. I think I was in 1970 something, but you just never know. You never know what late March is going to bring you. And this cold snap is probably not bad. Probably not bad for us. You know, I've always said, I think we said it maybe last week, that our plants in Northwest Florida love to kind of gradually go into spring. Mm-hmm. They don't want it to go, you know, 40 degrees at night and 85 the next day.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you don't like that big switch. You want to gradually move into spring. And I think most people like that too, to have a nice kind of cool spring and then move into summer.
Those people are wrong. It needs to be hot.
Y'all like it hot, though.
Let me jot that down and see what our listeners think about that.
I'm okay. I like sweater weather. I like having to wear a sweater in the morning and then, you know, being able to wear shorts and a t-shirt during the day and, you know, then put the sweater back on in the evening. I feel like how we are naturally created by our creator. I don't.
Well said.
Then again, we were born naked, so maybe it is supposed to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's some scientific data right there.
Man, do I love Tuesdays.
So back to the Garden of Eden.
We talk about growing apple trees. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, my goodness. It really is a good reminder, though, that our weather here is just, we're going to ride with the waves of it all, and it does look like it'll start to warm up again.
Mm-hmm. You know, our city and county are growing, and I always tend to think that a lot of people from the north move to South Florida. You know, you go down to Tampa, Orlando, Fort Myers, Naples, that type of thing, and they've moved up from up north all the way down there, and it's just too hot for them.
Yeah.
So they're trying to find a place that has seasons, but yet doesn't have that horrible cold. And that's what we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we have these great seasons, different plants. If you're into gardening, you know, different ways to landscape and plant for this type of weather we have here. And I think that's one reason our section of the state is really growing, because people are learning that we have not only a wonderful place to live for many reasons, but we have a great climate also.
We do have a great climate.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
I do agree. And I think that we were just talking about, I think it was the other day, about planting gardens and kind of preparing. Actually, I found a really cool, I have to find it. I'll have to go and look it up. I've saved an article, but I save a lot of things throughout the week for Pep Talk. So I have to go back in and make sure that I find the correct one. But again, if you'd like to ask a question, 850-437-1620. Did look like we had a phone call for a second, but I lied. It looks like it's actually going to stay unless there's a shift. I guess a cold blast is moving through the United States, and we are going to be getting some of that. So the highest we're going to see for the next 7 days or so is 70-ish.
Right. And what's going to happen, I think we're going to gradually warm up until we get probably till Friday, maybe it's Saturday, when we have a lot of rain for one day. Then we're going to go back down again and have the cold weather. I haven't seen anything that says we're going to have a freeze, but it's going to get cooler. In the 40s, maybe a little bit in the 30s if you go up northern part of the county, but hopefully it'll stay in the 40s in the urban areas.
And speaking of rain, Mike, we are about to hit our rainy season that's coming up on us really quick, where it's going to start raining a lot.
Right. So that kind of takes us to our conversation of last week, as to if someone says, okay, just cut to the chase, how often should I water my yard right now? And I think last week we said the rule of thumb is 3 times a week is a good way to do it. Now, if you had that huge rain we had, when was it? Day before last?
I think it was the day before last.
Yeah, which was great. It was just fabulous to have that. So that's when you kind of take things manually.
Yes.
Cut off your sprinkler system. Don't turn on your sprinkler. Give it a couple days, but start again, say tomorrow, going every third day. If we get that rain over the weekend, cut it off. In any event, just kind of play it by ear.
Yep.
But in general, be sure your lawn is getting some irrigation, be it from rain or from your sprinkler system, 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good rule of thumb. Yep. I really do.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, Jeffy, you want to think we ought to talk about today, if we have time?
Okay. Yeah.
Everywhere you go, every garden scene you go to is nothing but color. Mm-hmm. Just color everywhere. And you can get color from annuals or perennials, from bulbs, tropical plants, all different ways that we can plant with color. And I think while we have Paul here, who is out in the field talking to customers, talking to people, maybe talk about some of the basic colors that do very well in Pensacola.
Absolutely.
You and I would recommend, Paul, that and Jenna, she grows them too, which elements of color that the three of us would recommend that people plant. I think if we have time, I think that'd be fun to talk about.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I'd love that, actually. It would give all of us some good tips.
Absolutely.
So before we get into that, let's hop into a question real quick. And then when we come back, we'll hit some more questions, talk about putting some more color into your landscaping. This is a question here from our friend Robert. I lost all of my young citrus trees last winter. We only had 4, but was there anything that I could have done to try and save them?
Well, obviously, in my opinion, it depends on what size they were. Mm-hmm. The younger the citrus trees, the more damage you had. There's no question about that. Other than that, what you could have done, depending on the size, if it's a real tall one, then you're up to the mercy of Mother Nature. But if there's any way, you can wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, what was it, Jenna? We had somebody on one time that told us they put Christmas lights inside, wrap the Christmas lights around the tree and put the blanket over it.
Yes.
Maybe that was you that said that. Creative things like that you can just help it avoid the cold weather. Now, you get down to 19 degrees, sometimes all bets are off. It's just one of those things that you can't control it. But I don't know, other than that, what one could have done. A good irrigation, obviously. If it was dry, then you're going to have more damage. But if you had it irrigated, wrapped, heated some way, that's about all one can do.
Yep. And, a lot of people don't realize before a freeze, it is really, really important to water in the roots of your tropicals very well, because it does actually help prevent them from freezing. It's kind of an oxymoron to think that way, but it is true. If the roots are dry, they are more susceptible to damage by the freeze.
Absolutely. But you know, one thing you shouldn't do to those citrus insofar as watering is concerned, and a lot of people you'll see on the news when we're having this bad freeze, or if they have a bad freeze in South Florida, how these big citrus groves will irrigate the trees themselves. Yep. You know, put water on the foliage and it freezes and all that. Don't do that. Trust me. Down in South Florida, they are very high tech insofar as how to do that. If we do it,
you could do some damage.
It can be disastrous. So don't do that. Paul is absolutely right. Get down there, water those roots, put that sprinkler system down there, get it good and moist, and that is part of the solution to overcoming this cold weather.
Absolutely. All righty. Let's take a quick break here on The Garden Line. Good morning, I'm Chenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel with The Garden Line, Tuesday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., so squeeze in your questions. Before we go to our break, my grandmother would say it's some type of winter. Blackberry or whatever it is blooming. That's a sweet little comment.
Nice.
I like it. All right. And our friend Catherine said it is the last week of winter. That's right.
That's right.
40 in Ferry Pass this morning. Paul just is so happy about it. He's not scowling whatsoever.
We need to buy Paul a sweater or a jacket.
Yeah, you know what? It's just giving us a little bit more use with our sweaters that we bought, right?
True.
That's it. It's just a little wink. All right, 9:16 here at News Radio 92.3.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to get your favorite weekend activities underway. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now is the time to get your hands dirty planting all your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What are you growing this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll be sure to have the best smelling backyard too, while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and all its accessories at Barnes Feed Store. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Ensley on Old Palafox.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
You got to accentuate the positive and elim.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. A sunshiny, beautiful start to the day. I know it's chilly, so you can still wear shorts.
No, you can't.
You don't think so? No. Okay, well, I think I set shorts out for my children. So bad mom move.
I went out and walked a dog in my shorts this morning.
I wore two jackets this morning.
We're going to need to take you to one of those like ice palace bars or something. We got to thicken up your blood a little bit there. I'll tell you. There's a reason I wondered why I love the cold, even though I knew at some point, and I've lived in Florida before, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I moved to Southwest Florida, but I always loved the cold. And then a recent DNA test showed that I'm like 52% Russian, Polish, Ukrainian. Like I need a pet wolf or polar bear and I need to live in an igloo. So
yeah, I'm Jewish. Our people are desert people.
Okay. I'm telling you, DNA matters. It really does matter.
No question.
I'm telling you.
I lived in Chicago when I was a young Navy lieutenant, way, way back in the day. And I'll tell you right now, I would call home, talk to the folks, say, how y'all doing? Say, oh, it's great. We're headed to the beach. You know, we're going to do a little fishing. It's about 75 to 80 degrees. I was in about 3 feet of snow.
Yep.
And it was... I could see Lake Michigan from where I lived.
Oh, wow.
And it was ice. I said, I got to get home. I'm going back. I need to go to Pensacola. And I worked my way back.
It is cold there in June. I had to buy a jacket when I was in Chicago in June.
Oh,
so,
no,
yeah. Exactly. I definitely appreciate our weather so much. Yes. So, so very much. Hey, what is the name? Remember I texted you the other day? So I'm wondering if this is the same tree. If you remember, I asked you a question the other day. What is the name of the pink trees with whitish gray bark?
Yes.
That I see all over Pensacola.
That's the eastern redbud, and it's one of my favorite trees. They are phenomenal.
They're all blooming right now.
Right now they're blooming.
Yeah. Yep. They are a great understory tree.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In other words, they will grow. If you have a big oak tree or tall pine trees, they will grow as what we call an understory tree. And it's generally one of the first to bloom.
And
it's kind of a harbinger of spring when they bloom. It's a great tree.
Yeah. Oh, gorgeous. Oh, yeah.
And the flowers actually come out of the bark of the tree.
That's what they said in the text. Yeah, there's not like many leaves, but tons of pink,
it
waxy
looks like
looking.
Trees on fire.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Love them.
Very unusual.
It's very cool, but one of those things that we get to appreciate. Another question. The trees, they look like trees, but they have the long purple blooms that hang.
Wisteria.
So
they crawl up trees.
But is it a vine?
Yes.
So I used to see a lot more, but I feel like in the past 5-6 years, I don't see as much. Is it just like, was it a trend? Is it dying off?
It's invasive. It can really take over some areas. So
but
a
it's
lot.
Pretty,
yeah, it's
so.
Gorgeous. But a lot of people aren't recommending you put that in your yard unless
you can contain it. Will it choke something out? Or
it can choke out, especially if it gets into your oaks or your maples and gets
If it gets into the canopy of a tree and keeps the sun from literally from getting into on the leaves, and it can do that. But it's really interesting. I had the question, I don't know when, about how do I get it to bloom? And after a little research, I found out you don't. It has a mind of its own. Yeah. It's going to bloom when it wants to bloom, and there's really not much that you can do to make it do that. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting plant.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. That was my question.
It's a good question.
Had the same question. I actually was driving somewhere in Pensacola, and I saw a ton of the redbud trees, and I was like, these are just too pretty. I don't know what this is. And so I had texted Paul and was like, please help me.
They're great.
This one, I've got another question coming in here. Oh, man, lots of identification questions. They say that lemongrass will repel mosquitoes. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. But in order for it to really work, you have to crush the leaves. So like when you're out on the patio and you have lemongrass around you and stuff, just walk over there and crush the plant just a little bit in your fingers and it releases that scent. Because mosquitoes don't like any kind of citrus. Smell. So, I mean, even a potted citrus tree, citronella, lemongrass, bottle brush. You just get out there, just crush the leaves just a little bit to release that, and yeah, they'll go away.
Oh, my goodness.
You know where the best bottle brush is in Pensacola?
Where?
Right behind, Jenna.
Yeah, isn't it pretty?
It's blooming already. See it?
Yeah, so pretty.
Oh, I see one over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're so pretty.
They are pretty.
The birds really do so well.
They do so well here.
They really do well here.
I think they're one of the coolest trees ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I really do.
They come from Australia.
Oh,
Australian native.
Hey, mate. I love it. 925. Happy Pi Day to you. 314. In Northwest Florida, it's a sunshiny day. Paul and Mike are here. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got more coming up here on Pep Talk. Looks like some more questions. Oh, well, we'll get to this when we come back. What is eating my lemon balm? Stay tuned. We've got more here on Pep Talk.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey girl, I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving. And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Stream online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Welcome back. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for tuning in to News Radio 92.3. We'll have another news update for you here shortly. Looks like in our text line, 850-437-1620. Oh, okay. Here's one. Somebody said, you guys just gave me a great idea. I wonder if it would work better to plant wisteria at the base of a redbud tree.
I would say no. Ooh,
no? Yeah. Do you think I would know what I see it on? I blanked. Like lampposts. Is it lamposts or like power
yeah.
posts?
Yeah. Telephone poles.
Telephone. Thank you. Something was going to click.
Yeah.
I see them growing up a ton on those.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it won't take any time for that to overtake a redbud. Because redbuds are small and they won't get very tall.
It'll kill it off.
It'll kill it off.
Don't do it.
That stuff will take off. So I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't.
Well, vines here, with the amount of sun and rain that we get, they just take off and bam, you are just at war them. They're so invasive. I remember during COVID, that was what I did in my yard at the time, was just fight the vines and rip them out of trees. We climbed, we pulled them down and finally got it all cleared. And then Hurricane Sally came, knocked all these trees over, it made it difficult for yard work. So I just remember, like, if we could avoid it, then we tried to keep them away, keep them at bay. Yeah. And even getting rid of them, everybody just said, spray it with Roundup, and I refused.
No, instead, Roundup. See, Roundup won't work on it. It's a woody plant, and Roundup won't work on it. But once you've got it, and once they're mature, getting rid of it is, you need a nuclear bomb to do it. I'll tell you, they are so tough.
One thing that I know people will do is they'll take a wisteria and they'll put it somewhere by itself in a yard and they'll train it to be like a small tree. And it's absolutely beautiful that way. But you have to be on top of it.
Okay. Yeah,
keep it by itself.
But don't ever get rid of it.
Away from another tree.
They'll come right back.
Yep.
All right. Wisteria, we're coming for you. It's 9:30. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is The Garden Line. Stay tuned if you'd like to text more questions in. Oh, hey, Lisa, we'll get to your question when we get back here after our break.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are sharply higher. The Dow Industrials up 343. The NASDAQ's up 203. The S&P 500 up 62. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company will lay off 10,000 employees as it continues to slim down and trim expenses in a challenging economy. The new round of layoffs follows a previous round of cuts announced in November that affected over 11,000 workers, about 13% of Meta's overall staff. Zuckerberg adds that the company plans to close 5,000 additional open roles that it hasn't yet filled. Zuckerberg has pitched 2023 as the company's year of efficiency. Shares of Meta up 4.6% on the news. The Hyundai Santa Fe, Toyota Camry Hybrid, Honda Odyssey, Kia K5, and Chevy Suburban, those are some of the best vehicles for families, according to U.S. News & World Report, which graded vehicles based on factors including safety, reliability, seating, and cargo volume. And that's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 14th, 1839, from the office of Governor Richard Keith Call in Tallahassee, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Governor Call reported today that all of the totals have been received from voters across the territory on the proposed state constitution, and that according to Florida law, he is now in a position to sign that petition for statehood and send the same on to the Congress. The governor said that the voting was extremely close, with fewer than 75 votes separating the ayes from the nays, but the Constitution did win approval, and thus we can now proceed to statehood. The governor, a strong advocate of this move, said that he was disappointed that some areas, particularly West Florida, were not more enthusiastic. Pensacola itself, and with more than 200 of its leaders, declared that they would prefer to see their area removed from Florida and added to Alabama. However, their petition to the Congress on that point was not heeded. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tell that Mary about Uncle John. He claims he has a mystery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long, tall, Sally, she's a pimple species guy. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight.
Oh, my goodness. We're back here on the Garden Line 936. Good morning to ya. Some cooler weather on the way still. Doesn't look like we're going to warm up too much, but fingers crossed, if that sunshine stays out, it always warms us here in Northwest Florida, and it warms my heart to hear from you here on the Garden Line. So text in this morning, 850-437-1620. Lisa, hang on just a second, and we'll get to your question. And then coming up, I do want to talk about all the color and what to add into maybe. I've seen some really good planters.
Yes.
Recently, like some, I should have taken pictures. And I was in Rosemary Beach the other day. And have you ever been?
Yes.
Well, I will tell you, landscaping, whew,
Amazing.
They set a bar very high.
Yes.
In Seaside, Rosemary Beach area.
Right. No doubt about it.
So I will say, if you'd like to send yours in too, we accept pictures here in the text line. Hey, how do I get rid of the round dollar weed looking plant? It's got that like round, almost like the tractor seat plant. Tractor seat
The leopard leaf. Plant. The leopard yes. plant. Yes.
And it is just kind of taking over the grass in Lisa's yard.
It sounds like
a chondra.
Well, yeah, exactly. It sounds like a dollar weed, quite frankly. That chondra could be a little smaller than that.
Yeah, a little
kind
smaller.
Kind of like a dime, mm-hmm. Like a silver dollar is the dollar weed, quite frankly. Yep. But if it's in her turf, what I would do, obviously, is use a post-emergence herbicide. Post-emergence means you're going to try to kill a weed that's already there, and that's what you've got. Mm-hmm. While our grass is coming out of dormancy, I think I'd hold off for a couple of weeks. I know it's a nuisance, but then spray it with a Trimec, carfenazone, some of those really good post-emergence herbicides. But the sermon we always preach on the Garden Line is find out what kind of grass you've got. And I'm sure you know that, St. Augustine or Centipede or Zoysia, and be sure it's on the label. It says this product can be used on St. Augustine because so many of these chemicals come in different strengths, mm-hmm. and some of these real strong ones cannot be used like on St. Augustine. It'll yellow it out if not kill it. So do a little bit of research, a little bit of arithmetic to figure out which one to use, how much to put per gallon, how many gallons per square feet, and do all of that stuff. But a post-emergence herbicide sounds to me like exactly what you need.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's in the beds and it's away from like your annuals, then you just use Roundup really on it, and that'll take care of it. If it's in your beds.
Okay.
Don't spray the lawn.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay, don't spray the lawn. All right, thank you from Lisa. How do you pronounce this? Plumago.
Plumbago?
Plumbago.
Plumbago?
Plumbago.
Plumbago?
Right.
Plumbago.
It's one of my favorite shrubs.
Okay, I'm looking it up now. Somebody texted in as a suggestion for the wisteria instead of the wisteria, I guess, try plumbago, but keep it low at the base of the tree.
Yeah, plumbago has a real soft baby blue flower, reminiscent of a hydrangea color.
It's
just so beautiful. It's one of my favorite shrubs. Now, it doesn't like to get too cold. Sometimes it'll die back in our winters, especially this last with the freeze, but it'll come back from the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to ask you, Paul, in all your travels with your customers, how did the plumbago do in 19 degrees? I would think it didn't do too well.
No, we had some
got
clients,
knocked back.
Yeah, we had some clients that died. It's starting to come back up now from
good,
the roots.
Good. You know, and that brings up an interesting topic. A lot of these things that I think we all thought was just dead as a doornail, just gone, starting to come back. Especially if you look at the Sasanquas.
Yeah.
Coming into the studio, I thought they were gone. Mm-hmm. There was about half of them looked like they were just gone. And usually Sasanquas don't die in the cold. That's one good thing about them. But these got really knocked back. But here they are. Look at the foliage that's coming back on them. So a lot of things are recovering that we weren't sure they would.
Hey, did we cover the lemon balm issue?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm sorry. I wanted to backtrack. No, we got distracted. And I apologize for that. Please forgive me. It's 9:41. What do you think could be eating a lemon balm this time of year? You think a rodent?
Yeah, we should really look. If they could send in a picture of the damage, because it could be a rodent if the plant is being eaten at all whole, or maybe a snail, but it's just a little too early, I would think, for caterpillars or worms.
And caterpillars are going to be your major villain here, if you know, insofar as you know, attacking your herbs and that type of thing. But Paul's absolutely right. It's just a little early to have that be the problem. So it could be a rodent. It could be a squirrel.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be
a squirrel. You know,
like that's possible. I mean, that's kind of
they're
a reach.
They're looking extra chubby
I've never
this
seen
year.
That. I'm just kind of a reach. But
let's blame it on the squirrel.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
It's your fault. Okay, you chase your squirrels away. I hope that helps you out. Right. But if you would like to send a picture, please text in 850-437-1620. Good morning to you.
I was going
to
say one thing. If it turns out that it is a worm, okay, don't forget a product called BT, those two letters, Bacillus thuringiensis, which is an organic killer of worms that you can use on any plant. And that's going to come down the line. You and I both know as we get into worm season, Jenna's favorite on the garden line, and she loves that season. But a Bacillus thuringiensis to go on plants that's safe, totally safe, is a good product. Just it's a little early for that, but I just thought I'd mention it.
Okay. No, that's really good. BT.
BT. Bacillus thuringiensis.
I have a new listener texting in. Good morning to you, and thanks
Thanks for listening.
We love you so much.
Yes.
I have a Myers lemon tree that got frozen during the freeze. It has one limb that has come back, and that limb is green and has leaves on it. The rest of the tree is leafless and brown. Do you think the tree is going to make a comeback, or should I just go ahead and chop it?
So here's this brings me back to my dad's orange tree. You know, my dad passed away a couple of years ago, and we had planted a tree at his house when he was alive, and the freeze did the same thing. And I was heartbroken, but one branch came out and is leafing out. So we're keeping the tree alive. We're just cutting off all the dead.
Okay.
Because that citrus will recover. It'll take a little bit. They're not the fastest growers. But if the Meyer lemon is coming back, I don't see any reason why just keep the tree, cut all the dead back, and let it flourish again. Mm. If it's small enough, maybe put it into a pot and nurture it back. Mm-hmm. But if it's making a comeback, I mean, really, it went through quite a beating. So I'd honor it for that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. The other side of that coin, of course, is that if it's, let's say it's a, I'm just going to guess because they didn't say so in the text. Let's say it's 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And it was a real pretty tree, a lot of limbs, you know, a lot of leaves. And one limb is alive and has leaves on it. I think you have to make the decision. If you wait it out, which I agree with Paul, let's wait it out, get into, say, June. If it still looks the same, and if it's totally disfigured because of just one limb coming off to the side, I think I just would say, you know, it was a nice try, but I'm going to plant a new one. I really think you have to make that decision because if it's just totally disfigured, you're not going to enjoy it at all. But keep in mind, lemons and limes, which are great trees to grow, especially in containers in our area or put them in an area where you can protect them in the cold, are some of the first to be affected by 19 degrees. And so that's what I would do. Just wait, see what happens, say, by June. If by June it's just one little limb coming off, grab another one, start all over. And that's what we're going to have to do with some of our plants.
Yes.
I mean, we sit here talking about things coming back really fast, and they are. A lot of them are, but a lot of them aren't. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to say, okay, you know, it's been nice, but you and I have talked about it, Jennifer, for weeks and weeks, but it's kind of a renewal. You just kind of start over, and you can get some new stuff. There's some new things out there. You may want to experiment. I mean, I'm an old man. Change comes hard to me, so I'm going to put my hibiscus here, my mandevilla here, you know, my croton here. But maybe even this year, I might do something different. You know,
that would be
revolutionary, but I may do it anyway.
We're all about that growth, Mike Wiggins, okay? somebody texted in and said the same thing had happened to their lime tree, but green sprouts are coming off bottom of the trunk. So will it be a producing plant?
I would not eat any of the fruit that comes off of it this new season because the tree has gone through a lot of trauma. So the fruit might not be the best. Wait a season.
Thought.
Let the tree heal itself.
Sure.
Wait a season and then get into the fruit.
Yeah, Paul is right. A lot of these citrus trees, most of them have been grafted. In other words, the root, what we call root stock, is different than the tree itself. And if that growth is coming from below the graft, from the roots, it's could be some sort of citrus, but it's not anything you want to eat, anything you want. That you just cut those off. Anything coming off from the ground level, just cut them off right now.
And you know, it's speaking of citrus, of a tree that doesn't get enough notoriety in our area would be the kumquat. It's very cold hardy.
Oh yeah.
And people just aren't planting that for some reason. And I mean, that could, that is extremely cold hardy. They're wonderful to eat. It wouldn't have been affected as harshly by the 19 degrees that we got for 3 days in a row. I mean, it was cold.
Plus, it's fun to say kumquat. It's 9:47. We got to take a quick break here on the Garden Line.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Choosing an early education program is one of the most important decisions a parent makes. Navarre Montessori Academy develops confident, multicultural, multilingual children who respect diversity, community, who are caring, capable, enthusiastic, and committed to a lifetime of learning. Navarre Montessori Academy is a dual language immersion school that nurtures learning in an environment that celebrates cultural differences and holds to the Maria Montessori philosophy. Waitlist now open for 18 months through third grade. Check out their online reviews and call the schedule your tour today.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
We're back, but almost out of time here on the Garden Line. We've got about 10 minutes, so I do want to get into our annuals talk that we were talking about a little bit before. So real quick, we have, or should I say had, a brown moth webworm infestation on one of our trees in our backyard. The webbing eventually came off the trees in the fall, but can we expect that infestation again this year on the same tree?
I wonder what kind of tree it was.
Yeah.
Pine trees are notorious for the borers of getting in there, putting little holes and getting into the bark. So I would say if you had them before, I would say you might have them again.
Yeah, I would prepare for the worst, but but just have your arsenal ready, you know.
Exactly.
To treat it.
Because so many, like let's just take pine trees. After the hurricanes, a pine tree can sway in the wind and get traumatized. And as soon as it does, the borers will start getting into that pine tree. You need to cut the tree down and haul it off the property because if you leave it there, those borers will go to the rest of your trees. So, yes, I think you might have a future problem. Watch it close. That's all you can say. And one way you can tell it, if you've got borers in your trees, is look at the base of the tree. And it looks like somebody put sawdust at the base of the tree. And that is a pure indication that you've got borers in your tree. And there are chemicals you can spray up the trunk to help solve that. But you may not have to if you don't have them. But they could come back.
Okay. Very good. Hey, real quick. What was the leaf tree we were talking about?
The red bud?
Is that what it was? I'm not sure. Let me try to verify in the text. Oh, somebody said that we should try a key lime quat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious, actually.
That's very interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know that one. Do you
know? No. I wonder. Obviously, it sounds like someone crossed a key lime with a kumquat. It sounds amazing.
Exactly. I like that. That's something I can get on board with. All right. So let's talk a little bit about heading out to one of our wonderful nurseries around town and kind of different things that we might want to experiment with this year with color.
Exactly. And Paul, you're out there in the field.
Yes.
Let me give you a little scenario and then you can help me out here. You get a customer that says, I'm not much of a gardener, but I want you to landscape my yard and I want you to leave me some beds for annual color that will last all summer long. What do you do?
Well, first you look at shade versus sun. So you have to make sure the amount of sunlight that'll hit that annual, because there's different annuals that'll do better in different sunlight. Right. But one of Justin's and my go-to would be sun patience.
Absolutely.
A spectacular plant. It is an impatient, which is impatiens typically are shade to dappled sunlight strictly, but the sun patient was bred to actually be able to withstand even full sun. And they are a showstopper all season. Now, when you get into July and August, they can start to melt down a little bit by the heat. It is okay to cut them back, and then they'll flush back out. So sun patience would be a go-to. Another one would be penta. That's another beautiful one.
Great plant. Red blooms on it?
Red to purple.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Remember we've talked about the apple yard landscaping over the years. Not over the years, for about a year. And, of course, Paul did that and put in those sun patience. Mm-hmm. And talk about a showstopper. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. It was a traffic problem because people would put on brakes real fast right in front of that landscaping and stop because it was so pure and pretty. And, Paul, to expand on that, what I think was kind of fun, there are three that come to mind, plants that have some varieties of the same plant go in the sun, some go in the shade.
Yes.
Impatience, like you just mentioned, perfect example. Sun patience are gorgeous, but we've all planted the shade impatience for years. They will last you all summer long into the fall. But you've also got sun coleus and shade coleus.
Coleus is spectacular, too. It's a leafy plant.
Exactly. No blooms to speak of.
Yeah, and if it blooms, sorry to cut you off, if it blooms, it will get leggy. So with coleus, you want to cut the blooms off because it keeps the leaves big and flush. If you let it go to flower, it gets leggy.
But you can't even really tell it's a flower, really. Yeah. It's really kind of nondescript, no doubt about it.
Very interesting.
But the coleus, one reason I like the sun coleus, this is going to sound really weird, I love the garnet and gold sun coleus. I'm an old Seminole over here, FSU, and those are our colors. And I'll tell you right now, there is one that you could say was made for Florida State in that garnet and gold color leaves. It's just great. I'll tell you the other one that has sun and shade out of the same variety, of course, we talked about it last week, were the begonias.
Yes.
I had for some occasion, a relative give me some angel wing begonias.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Gorgeous. And they made it through the winter because they were in a pot and I brought them into the garage and all that. So I put them by my front door and they just have been gorgeous for almost 8 months now. And they look like they're going to do fine this year. But you've got the angel wing begonias, which take more shade than other plants. But then you've got your sun begonias, which we talked about last week. Remember, we had our exam last week, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What are they? The four varieties.
Whiskey. Vodka, rum, and gin.
Gin, yeah.
You pass, you get A+.
Very good. All right, on that liquor note, let's take a quick break. It's 9:56 here. When we come back, we'll wrap up, and I promise to get to our one last question here on the Garden Line.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join the Escambia County Department of Purchasing tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss their upcoming new task order program. They will be discussing how this process will allow for streamlined competitive bidding among qualified vendors. If you or someone you know wants to do business with Escambia County, then tune in tomorrow morning at 9 and learn more about the task order program.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, we are wrapping up here on the Garden Line. Thanks for joining us in our text line. Appreciate hearing from you. Real quick, pre-emergent or emergent? Right now.
Right, you're right in the middle. No pre-emergence. Wait just a little bit for the post-emergence.
Okay.
And so thanks, Paul, for being here.
Yes.
Oh, it's always great to have him on the air with us.
We love having you. And we love hearing from you. Stay tuned. Armada Advisors is up next on Pep Talk.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.